There are still stories from World War II that need to be told. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Abravaya-Stein of the University of California, Los Angeles, listens to voices from the past.
150 kilometers south of Algiers, the World War II labor camp Djelfa crumbles, its history and memory disintegrating. Yet Djelfa is the key to unlocking North Africa's place in a complexly intersectional history of the war. With Omar Boom, I have spent a decade seeking voices of those who experienced fascist rule in wartime North Africa. Voices of oracles, critics, resistance fighters, soldiers, philanthropists and religious leaders, Jews, Muslims and Christians, women, men and children, people of all races, classes and regions. The Vichy government, formed after Germany's successful invasion of France, imposed anti-Semitic and racist regulations upon France and its colonies in North and West Africa. The regime continued French anti-Black and Islamophobic policies, forcing young Black and Muslim men from the empire into military service. In 70 Saharan labor camps, Muslims arrested for anti-colonial activities were pressed into back-breaking labor alongside Jewish and Christian refugees from war-torn Europe. Forced labor on mines and railways was back-breaking. Food was scarce. Typhus ran rampant. The Anglo-American invasion of French Morocco and Algeria brought a formal end to war, but not liberation. The Allies allowed Vichy policies to persist. Political prisoners languished in camps. The same sadistic French overseers remained in control. While the decomposing buildings of Djelfa still stand, we must listen to the voices of those interned or forced into service there to see North Africa as a space of wartime and global intersection.
That was Sarah Abravaya-Stein of the University of California, Los Angeles. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.